This is Twit.
He tweets, "Free America now." That's not as bad as then he tweets, "Yeah, you know, Elon, the Tesla stock prices are too high, in my opinion." Wiping $14 billion off his value. I talked to some people, said, "Hey, at least he's an honest CEO."
No.
No?
Sure.
Alex? No?
That's not a defense. That's not a defense. Being very dumb when thousands of people work for you. It's not a reasonable defense. It's stupid. This was a reckless tweet. And, like, look, I'm all for dumb posts on Twitter. That's, like, half my job. But this is just silly. Like, Tesla is not a small company anymore. It's not an experiment. It's a, you know, international company with billions of dollars in revenue, tens of thousands of employees, hundreds of thousands of customers. Come on, get your stuff together and, you know, stop behaving like a petulant 12-year-old on a sugar rush.
33.4 million followers. When he tweeted that, not only did Tesla's stock price tumble, his own value went, he lost $3 billion in personal wealth. It's kind of amazing that somebody would have $3 billion to lose.
Yeah. It's a bit irresponsible. I think what Alex said, like, he can be an egomaniac. I think he does, he approaches things with in extremes or with an extreme perspective. And sometimes he looks at himself as that he has so many unique opinions and perspectives, which he does. And that's why he's built what he has, without thinking about where he's at right now and all the other people that rely on him, right? And so he needs to find that balance between being his eccentric self and, like, an eccentric leader, and then actually being someone who's going to, like, be practical and in a place of reality.
Yeah, he is a real CEO at a real company now, as you say, Alex, who has a lot of employees. By the way, did he not do something similar in 2018? And was he not fined by the Securities and Exchange Commission and ordered that if he were to tweet any market-moving tweets, he would have to clear it?
Yes.
So is he in violation of that?
There's nuance to that, but I think you're referring to the infamous, like, funding secured $420 per share thing.
Yeah. Anytime you see 420 in any of Elon's tweets, don't take them seriously.
If Elon tweets, don't take it seriously. In fact, don't follow Elon. It's like, you don't have to follow Trump on Twitter. People will just show you his tweets.
Right.
That's a lot like Elon's Twitter account.
If he says anything interesting, you'll see it in the Wall Street Journal.
People will bring it to your attention, or CNBC will put it in a red banner on top of the site. Elon's not doing very good, and it's very good fun to make fun of him, because it's always good fun to make fun of rich people.
Or something, honestly.
I think he's a bit off, and I think it's easy to make fun of it, but there's also that fine balance from, like, the audience perspective or experts or just, like, all of us who are reporting about this.
Walk a mile in my shoes. He tweets, "On Friday, my girlfriend Grimes is mad at me." And then follows that up with, "I'm selling almost all physical possessions. Will own no house." Which, by the way, got 253,000 likes on Twitter.
Here's the thing that we've all noticed, because every single one of us has at least tens of thousands of Twitter followers. When you have that many Twitter followers, if you tweet out, like, spaghetti, people will interact with it. Mm-hmm. If you have tens of millions of Twitter followers, you can tweet out anything, and it just has a huge impact. So Elon's just crap posting on Twitter, to use a family-friendly
version
of that.
Is it crap posting? Is that what it is? Honestly, I worry about him, to be honest. Mm. I worry that he's having a breakdown of some kind.
Usually if there's no filter, you're either, like, in a place where you need to express yourself so badly and you need that attention and validation, slash you can't, you don't know the boundaries between, like, your life and the outside world.
Right.